JMM knows what's happening today. We all listen to the music that they play, the way they do it on the radio. Whatever her man wants for her to be. And I don't want much, all I want from you is for you to be true to me. I'll be doggone, love ain't a man's best friend. Oh, baby. And I'll be doggone, you ain't the loving end.
I'll be doggone, Marvin Gaye from 1965. That was his first R&B number one, prior to which you heard his first R&B hit, Stubborn Kind of Fella, from October 62. And you're about to hear his first pop number one. I heard it through the grapevine.
Hands to make me blue with some other guy you
Marvin Gaye, you heard it through the grapevine. His first pop number one smash in November 1968 that hit the charts and was number one early in 1969. This is JFM, Clive Arbour, the R&B Party tribute to Marvin Gaye. And in order to finish this segment of the show on a fitting note, in fact, I could go on and play Marvin Gaye records all night, but in fact, Martin John will be doing that on Monday between 10 and midnight. Martin has his formal JFM tribute to Marvin Gaye, and I'm sure he'll go on and play more of Marvin's marvellous early 60s and mid-60s material going up through the 70s and into the 80s with Columbia and Sexual Healing. Time precludes me from including duets that I had intended to include with Kim Weston, Mary Wells and Tammy Terrell and even Dinah Ross. So, in order to go out on a fitting note, from a tribute album to Lucy Wakefield Gordy, Berry Gordy's sister, who died in the mid-60s, In Loving Memory is the album title, Marvin Gaye, His Eyes on the Sparrow.
Should I feel so discouraged? I wanna know why. Should the shadows come? Oh, tell me why should I feel so lonely, so lonely and alone, long for a heaven and a home.
Marvin Gaye, His Eyes on the Sparrow, inspirational epitaph to a life which is so tragically taken from this world. Last weekend, Marvin Gaye, for whom many tears have fallen and will undoubtedly fall in the future, and a sad loss to our music to join many other sad losses in recent years. It's almost 7 p.m. JFM on 102.8 Clive R with the R&B party through till 9 p.m. going up tempo with doo-wops after the break, and then into 60s and 50s R&B and soul thereafter. JFM at 7 p.m.
For information on the JFM Funk Cruise to Europe, call 01-767-4964. Application forms can also be obtained by writing to JFM, 2 Mitcham Road, London SW17, and please enclose a stamped addressed envelope. Alternatively, call in and pick up a form direct at 2 Mitcham Road, which is next door to Tooting Broadway Tube Station.
JFM. And don't forget that if you're a younger listener or a younger cruiser, or you're an older cruiser with younger people you're taking on board with you, for under-16s we need written authorisation from parent or guardian before you can be given a form and thereafter buy tickets for the cruise. This is for insurance purposes to make sure everything is safe and sound and legal. We have acts confirmed at this time for the cruise. We have Second Image, we have T.C. Curtis, The Cool Notes, Paul Hardcastle, The Colas, Total Contrast and Mezzo Forte. And jocks presenting on the cruise will be the boss man, Brian Anthony, Jim Colvin, Steve Walsh, Dave Collins, Lynn Parsons, Mark Damon, Nigel Owen, and yours truly, Clive R, who will be presenting a couple of hours of 50s and 60s R&B and soul. It's a minute after 7 on JFM on a Saturday evening, 102.8, the R&B party at the Gladiolas in the doo-wop time. Hey, little girl. Gladiolas and Hey Little Girl from Excello in the late 50s, early 60s. That's Morris Williams and the Zodiacs in their previous name. That's from Nashville, Tennessee. Okay, another guy with a name is Garnet Mims. Garnet Mims sang with Gaynors before he became a solo artist and leader of the Enchanters. Garnet Mims with the Gaynors from Cameo and The Secret.
Sweethearts who loved each other. first time I saw her, I just couldn't resist her. Her beauty gave me a thrill. She was so lovely, and I adored her. I fell in love with my best friend's girl.
Yes, the first time I saw her, I just couldn't resist her.
Johnny Mims and the Gainers from 1958 on Cameo and The Secret. And that was also a hit for Otis Williams and The Charms. Doo-wop time on JFM at 6 after 7 on a Saturday evening with the 5-hour R&B party. Going to the Groove label, we run out of, there aren't too many actual groups whose names begin with G, but labels we have begin with G. It's Groove Records, an album called Groove Jumping on Detour Records, available readily in the R&B shops around the West End. The Dewdroppers and Talk That Talk.
We'll boot 'em up east.
Boot 'em out.
We'll boot 'em up west.
Boot 'em out.
All the guys get a prize.
Boot 'em out.
Who can boot 'em up the best?
Boot 'em out.
Let's boot 'em up.
Boot 'em up.
Let's shake the wall.
Yeah, that's hard, ball.
Let's boot 'em up.
Boot 'em up.
Let's shake the wall.
We gonna have a nuptial ball.
Let's have a highfalutin, rootin', tootin' ball.
Let's boot 'em up, ball.
Dewdroppers and Boot 'em Up from Groove Records. And the sax soloists there were No Mean People. That's Bud Johnson and Sam the Man Taylor on tenor saxes there on the Groove label. Clive Arm with the R&B Party, 9 after 7 on a Saturday evening. Cheating, bending the rules just a little bit. As I said, the number of doo-wop groups with G's in the labels or the names are fairly limited. So I've gone to my album titles just to bend the rules a little, just a fraction to make the show more interesting. From an album entitled Golden Goodies. Golden Goodies Volume 1, The Harp Tones, The Shrine of St. Cecilia. Which in the distinctive lead voice of Willie Winfield.
is a shambles. All I treasured is gone. The town seemed deserted. Everyone so forlorn. A star came from up above, but somehow it missed the shrine of Saint Cecilia. The bell in the chapel doesn't ring anymore. The clock in the steeple don't tell time as before. But on the hillside there's a place, heaven blessed, the shrine of Saint Cecilia.
Golden Sound of the Hot Tones of Willie Winfield, the Shrine of St. Cecilia from Golden Goodies, Volume 1 on the Doo-Wop Half Hour. More doo-wops from group, an album entitled Groups 3, Groups 3, The Five Echoes, featuring, in fact, Tommy Hunt and Why Oh Why.
Why, oh, why do I love you this way? You've taken my heart. I say,
what can I say?
Tell me why, oh, why would you please be kind? Baby, say that you love me. Don't leave my love behind.
Mm-hmm.
Echoes and YOY from Group 3 on the Doo-Wop, our half hour on JFM on the R&B Party. Back after the break.
Calling all businessmen and women. Why not advertise on London's favourite soul station, JFM? For details of rates and availability, phone Mark Damon during office hours on 01 641 5017. That's 641 5017.
This is 102.8 JFM and the VHF Wave Band, Clive R's R&B Party, and back to the Groove label, the Five Keys and Lordy Miss Mary.
Baby, you know I love you. You know doggone well I do. Tell me, baby, tell me why you treat me the way you do. Lordy, Lordy Miss Mary.
Is Mary, Five Keys from Groove Records on the R&B Party, the A to Z of R&B. We're on the G's tonight, good people. Clive Armour, turntable until 9 p.m. when Brian Anton takes over with how many hours is it, Brian? Quite a lot of time. 9 till 1 with Soul and a laid-back spot between 12 and 1. Then broadcasting all through a Sunday on 102.8. Weather word out there, tonight is going to be cloudy and dry with a low of I guess around 1 or 2, almost a little bit on the frosty side. Tomorrow, overcast and cloudy, with a little sun peeping through towards late morning, giving a bright afternoon and a high of 10 going 12 degrees centigrade. That's almost like springtime out there, people. R&B time on the JFM on 102.8. I'm looking at a little tuner beside me, which has little labels on it, saying LBC, 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 JFM, and we're on 102.8. Mark Green from Stang Records. This is a peculiarity. It's a doo-wop sound, all but for the fact that there's no group in the background, but Green has a fine, soaring tenor voice. I believe Mark Green was also singer on the early Moments records, like Love on a Two-Way Street. This is Mark Green from Stang and his version of Donny Elbert's Hit of the 50s, My Confession of Love. Confession of Love, Mark Green from Stang from the early 70s, JFM with the R&B party on Saturday evening, 22 after 7, and it's Spectra, an album entitled Group of Goodies. The Pastels, Been So Long, and if you recognise that lead voice, yes, it's D. Irwin.
Been so long.
Britain on JFM.
Right, that's right, this is Clive R on JFM. That was Dee Erwin with the Pastels and Been So Long from Groups of Goodies, G of G. We're in the G's of the A to Z of R&B on a Saturday evening, 26th after 7. And it's competition time just for a little while. A couple of weeks ago, you may remember, I played the Esco's version of Diamonds and Pearls and asked people out there who sang the original, who had the original hit version of the song. And among the answers that came in correctly, Pete Wingfield wrote in to remind me of the fact that I'd mentioned the Epsilons, played the Epsilons, the Echo on the programme, and couldn't remember for the life of me at that time who was in the Epsilons on Stax. And good old Pete wrote to tell me that, of course, McFadden and Whitehead had their beginnings in the Epsilons, produced in Philadelphia and released to Stax. Meanwhile, that was a little bit of tangential information there. The Diamonds and Pearls, the answer, as Pete also mentioned to me in his letter. The winner of the contest, however, is Mr. A. Narayan, down there in Slaithwaite Road, Lewisham, SE13. And he tells me that the Paradons, P-A-R-A-D-O-N-S, the Paradons had a hit in 1960 with Diamonds and Pearls on the Milestone label. Okay, so a prize goes out to A. Narayan. And in fact, to remind all you prize winners out there, I haven't forgotten you, I haven't ignored you, I'm just getting these albums together. It's not easy finding singles envelopes these days. Everybody mails out singles in 12-inch sleeves, which means it incurs more postage because the older cartons weigh a little more than those little 7-inch envelopes. So I'm having to get together some single envelopes to mail out the 45 winners with and the album. So Paul Webb and all the other winners out there, you'll be getting your records very soon now. Meanwhile, for the new contest for today's winner, you're going to have to tell me who had the original of the record I'm about to play. It's a version of I Found the Love, and I've just forgotten who it's by. Let me just have a quick look. I'll play the jingle again, and I'll tell you who it's by.
Clive Richardson on JFM.
Says Charles Gray, Les Watson, and the Panthers, and it's I Found the Love. So if you can tell me after I've played this, I'll tell you again what you're going to tell me. I want the original version, and if possible, the lead singer's voice name, the name of the lead singer's voice on the original version. This is Charles Gray, Les Watson, and the Panthers, I Found the Love.
on Sunday the 8th and Monday the 9th of April at the Venue Victoria, appearing in concert Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. The doors are open on Sunday at 7 p.m. and on Monday between 8 and 8.30. Tickets are £5 in advance or £6 on the door, and the venue is situated in Victoria Street, SW1, opposite Victoria Tube Station. For further details, contact the box office on 01-828-9441. That's 828-9441. Grandmaster Flash live at the Venue Victoria, Sunday the 8th and Monday the 9th of April.
Vision, dreams of passion, and all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction.
Okay, before the break, you heard Charles Gray with Les Watson and the Panthers, and I Found a Love from Village Records. And for the competition, you have to write in and tell me who had the original version of that song, and if possible, who the lead voice was on the original version. You write to me, Clive R, Rhythm and Blues Party, JFM Radio 2, Mitcham Road, London, SW17. That's Clive R, that's initial R. JFM R&B Party, JFM Radio 2. To Mitcham Road, London, SW17, and depending upon the accuracy and the quantity of the answers, it may be an album or a 45 to the winner. And just to remind you, you good ladies out there who are writing in to me in your severals, as opposed to dozens, severals, people who are entering last Wednesday's contest, whereby I played Peggy Scott's version of Every Little Bit Hurts and asked the ladies out there to tell me who did the original Motown hit version in exchange for getting a free dinner, wine and dine with Clive R, the JFM jock. And the winners are coming in steadily, but there's still time. I haven't made a final decision. I'll be picking them out of an envelope this time next week, maybe, or for Wednesday week's programme. So if you ladies out there want a free meal and drink with the JFM jock, i.e. yours truly, write in and tell me who did the Motown original version of Peggy Scott's single Every Little Bit Hurts, and maybe you'll be in contention for a free dinner and a free drink. OK, back to the soul. It's Groundhog, Take It Off.
Take it off, baby, take it all off. I said, take it off, baby, take it all off. Come on, baby, just take it all off. Take off your coat.
Take it off, baby.
Let me hang it behind the door.
Take it off, baby, baby.
Take off that wig. And let me feel your afro.
Take it off, baby.
Come on and take it off. Baby, just take it all off.